This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Treasure Valley, it is growing quickly with many newcomers flocking to this area. Maybe you yourself moved here in the last 10 years. And do you remember your first impressions of the community after you got here? What were the sights, maybe the sounds that stood out to you? Well, today, we are happy to premiere an audio piece by Croatian radio producer and artist Tamika Skuvina. She has spent the last several weeks as the artist in residence at Searle's Place in Garden City. And with her fresh ears, she produced a piece called The Treasure of Boise.
Here I am, from Croatia to Idaho. I flew from Zagreb to Frankfurt, from Frankfurt to Denver, from Denver to Boise. It took 17 hours in the air to land here, at artist residency, Searle's Place. It is the home of Searle Mitchell, the painter who passed away 8 years ago. The painter who was so respected and important for the community that this area is called the Searle Mitchell Live, Work, Create District. I am deeply honored to be here. What a beautiful place. Wow. Great. So I'm here for the month of November 2019. And paintings? Paintings are something to explore. Wow. It's been a long trip, so first, I need to sleep. The bed feels good. It's a wonderful space, wonderful bed, and I'll see what tomorrow brings. It's sunny. And leaves here have a different sound than Croatian leaves, somehow. Sound like an instrument, which is so ordinary that it is so easy to forget that it is an instrument. An instrument which is best played by the wind.
I'm not sure how it happened. I'm just so glad you're my sunshine, my best friend. Last night we got so drunk, talked to f***ing up those rich boys moving in with their soft f***ings and shaved skin. Yeah, the ones who raise our rent.
My name is Lucas Erlebach. I own Push and Pour Coffee Shop in Garden City. Actually, I've been really lucky. Most of our employees are good friends of mine. So I worked in coffee shops growing up my whole life, and I was a skateboarder and a creative and artist and stuff like that. So to be able to like hire people like that, you know, with that creative mindset and that open-mindedness is really nice.
My name is Ashley Dreyfus. I'm a multimedia cartoonist, artist. I work at Push and Pour Coffee.
This is the music of Frank Thilo, a waiter. No, he's not a waiter. He's a musician working at Push and Pour.
I feel like you have to look at it in a way of, like, why is a sidewalk valuable? Or, like, why, you know, like, what, like, why do we have sidewalks? Or why? Because everybody agrees that we should pay for them so we can walk on them. I think art should be, or, like, why do we have running water? Why do we have any of these things? To me, they're just as essential, you know, as, I don't know, maybe that sounds, but yeah, it's just part of what makes us human, and I think it should be viewed as something that is, like, as necessary as those things.
True. It is a necessity.
Hey, really, Michael? Hey, I'm actually at the front door.
Oh.
Are you here? Oh. What's up?
Hello.
Oh, oh, it's Eva.
You work in Push and Pour, too. I all do work there.
Yeah, we all work there.
Hello.
My name is Michael Mitchell. I mostly play drums for a living. Sometimes synthesizers.
Vibraphone.
Musician.
Oh, sorry, Josh.
Oh, yeah,
Josh is recording.
Uh-oh. I forgot that Josh, who's in the space, is recording him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm going to have a vocal, like, chant over there, and I'm going to say young people are trouble.
My name's Josh. I'm just working on some recordings for my solo album.
These guys are sharing the rent for this warehouse. And in every room, someone is doing something creative.
My name is Eli Curtis, and I started sewing maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and just started trying to make a jacket for myself, and then that got me hooked. So I just started figuring stuff out by taking things apart and putting them back together and getting patterns and stuff from that, and then, I just started getting hooked to the old sewing machines and all the old school styles and stuff like that.
So many things to discover here. Better to say, so many people to discover. And in the end, after discovering them, I just had to rediscover myself. 20 years ago, I was just like them. I was playing in several bands in Zagreb, and actually, this is the music of my last band, Kit Leopard. I was a bass guitar player. Who knows? Maybe I still am. There is something about Boise. Something that emerges from the way people connect. They just connect and wait to see what is going to happen? What is going to happen next? And that curiosity is precious. is the true treasure of Treasure Valley. People. I love Boise.
That was The Treasure of Boise, a special production by Croatian radio producer Tamika Skuvina. She is the artist in residence at Searle's Place in Garden City. We are out of time today. It is Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.